Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Nua Money is a non-bank mortgage lender which has been in the home loan market for less than a year. Alongside normal home loans, Nua has just launched a new Freedom product which can release so-called mortgage prisoners. Now, with interest rates falling, Nua might be able to steal some market share from the pillar banks. And Mark Watson is the chief executive of Nua Money and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Tell us more about Nua.
So we are a new lender in the market. We're the newest lender in the market.
And the clue is in the name.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got into market last summer. So we've really only been in business 6-7 months. We're focused on residential mortgages, the prime mortgage market, PDHs. And the business is built around two propositions, really, two pillars. One of them is technology and a digital platform. We thought long and hard how we could change the mortgage process, make it easier for people. So we invested a lot in the latest technologies. We built it ourselves. And we thought about the mortgage process from end to end. So how a customer would interact with us on a website through their interaction with the broker, the application process, how the broker interacts with us so that we can actually turn around that application very quickly. We turn around most things within one day, which is quite revolutionary in the
sometimes it can take 2 months with some banks.
Okay. Our record 6 minutes from an application to a fully underwritten.
But that applicant offer. Must have had all his or her
absolutely,
ducks in a row.
Absolutely. But yeah. We really do turn around most things within one day.
But you must need a load of paperwork as well because the central bank demands it.
We've digitalized a lot of that process. In fact, almost all of that process, not just in the underwriting phase, but actually in the closing process. We've digitalized that process so you don't actually have to have any wet ink signatures at all. Mm. And then at the back end.
DocuSign or something.
All through DocuSign. So it makes it a lot easier for you. We have people now closing loans, their loans at the weekend, so they don't have to go to the solicitor or anything. So it makes it a lot easier for people. And then at the back end, how somebody can access information about their mortgage statements, they can change their prepayments, et cetera, through the portal. So the whole idea of our business is really to make that process from end to end much easier for people. And I think we've gone a long way down that road. But the second part of that proposition really is our mortgage products. We have come into the market. We don't have the advantage of big deposit base that helps fund our mortgages. So we have to go to the wholesale markets, and that's been difficult. So we have to think,
especially when rates were high.
Yeah. So it's getting better. And as we build our mortgage business, it will get better for us as well. So we don't lead by price. We really lead by product. So we think about how we can make, in conjunction with our digital platform, that process more available and quicker to people. So things like, in Ireland, there is a concept of mortgage readiness where you have to make yourself ready for a mortgage for the 6 previous months before the banks will give you.
Get all your financial and your bureaucratic ducks in a row.
All that. I think Ireland may be the only place in Europe that actually asks a borrower to actually do that. Mm. So we actually don't do that. We look at your income, the sustainability of your income, your affordability, your credit record, and we think about you over the next 30 years, not what you've done over the last 6 months. So we can give you a mortgage tomorrow that other lenders will make you wait 6 months for.
And does that mean that you're still meeting the central bank rules? Because it's the Central Bank of Ireland rules that kind of force the pillar banks to do all this.
Absolutely. If you look at the mortgage rules, it's all around affordability. European Mortgage Directive, central bank rules. It's a practice that came in post the financial crisis in Ireland. And we don't think it's actually reflected in how the economy is working today, how borrowers want to work today. And, we've come in with some new ideas in terms of how we look at income and variable income, or how you can extract a little more equity out of your house, or how we can actually factor in things like childcare, which is a confirmed payment for borrowers. And and we think about it, I think, in a more holistic way than lenders. And when you come into a market, you're afforded that opportunity to look at, ways in which you can make a difference to borrowers.
Tell us, for example, how do you extract more value out of your home? If, for example, we've seen huge surge in house prices in this country, how would they do that digitally?
Well, the process to apply for it is digitally, so it just makes it a lot easier. There's all that paperwork that you've alluded to isn't actually happening. On top of that, a lot of lenders put restrictions on what you can use the money for.
Yeah.
All right. And we look at actually just, can you afford this mortgage? And do you have the right value, the LTV in your home that complies with the rules, et cetera?
Lowest value.
And we're much more flexible in what you can actually do with that money. So it's a much easier process for people. So,
and is that one of the reasons why you're now looking at so-called mortgage prisoners who are kind of with these credit management agencies like Pepper and Mars, and you're kind of aiming to kind of release some of those?
I think it's part of that same philosophy, is actually looking at the opportunities where people have found it very difficult to get mortgage product. And mortgage prisoners has been a big, pervasive problem in the Irish market for many, many years. And you have a situation where the profile of those borrowers has fundamentally changed over the last 5-10 years. A lot of those borrowers that got into difficulty now have good, sustainable jobs, good employment.
And valuable assets.
And now very valuable assets. So that their properties have gone from negative equity to positive equity. And what we're actually now trying to do is say, okay, where the banks, the pillar banks, find it very difficult to refinance these people. Now they've been paying variable rates up at 8, 9, maybe even double digits, 10%. The banks find it very difficult to refinance because technically these borrowers are still in a restructure. And so that loan is impaired. Mm. Because we get our funding from different sources, think about that a little bit differently. And using international capital market financing, we can say, okay, look at these people. We can re-underwrite them. We can maybe extend out that mortgage profile of these people.
So it might have been 20 years. You might bring it to 25 or something like that.
25, maybe even 30. So we'll end up to 75.
At civilized interest rates?
5.25%.
Okay. So down from whatever, 9% for some of them.
Yeah. So we think it's a big move in the Irish market. There's 52,000 restructures sitting out there. 84% of them, so 44,000 people are eligible for this product. And we think, firstly, it takes a lot of strain off you because you're sitting there in a restructure thinking, I've got some principal to pay back at some point here over the next few years. Mm. You can take control of your situation, you can take control of the family house, which maybe now gives you a lot of money that you didn't think you had. Mm. But also at the same time, what you're actually doing is cleaning your credit history. So if you refinance with us, you'll be paying capital and interest on a whole basis. And what you'll be able to do after 3 years is refinance with anybody in the marketplace. So it'll make you eligible again for everybody in the market. Now, I hope you refinance with newer, but ultimately you can go into the market and be treated just like any other mortgage customer.
You've been in banking in Belgium and Malta and the UK. How does Ireland compare?
I think Ireland's a really interesting place. I've been looking at Ireland for quite a few years. I think what's actually happening in the Irish economy and the growth is amazing, actually. And I think you can tell Dublin's a vibrant city. The country's doing very well. We like the dynamic in the country as a lender. You have a growing population, a young demographic. You have growing affordability through growth in incomes. And obviously you have a housing shortage.
So the assets that you have will increase in value. Mark, thank you very much for coming in and best of luck with the new product called Freedom, I think.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Watson there, the chief executive of Nua Money.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.